guitar.
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh!
End of line.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Turn on. Mics are on.
We can turn on these mics.
I guess we could turn these.
These work.
I guess we can turn these mics on now, huh? That might
work.
That might actually function well.
Does mine work?
Yours is working.
Can we hear me?
What's that?
I don't think they can hear me.
I don't think they can hear you.
I can't hear me.
Uh oh.
Static.
Yep.
Static.
Jeremy is just static today on the Gamer's Haven.
There's only two of us.
There is only two of us. Nathan, of course, like with most things, he, like with the Deadlands game, I should say.
He wandered off
and is a cardboard cutout. Now, Nathan wasn't feeling well, so he had to go home. Sadly, he can't be here for this glorious awards ceremony. I think I want to open up real quick by saying thank you to everyone for coming to CantCon.
Yeah.
I know this. You guys in the room here are only a fraction of the people that actually showed up to this thing.
Yes.
You know, but I've had you guys coming up to me all week saying, you know, thanks for doing this, and I just want to turn it around and say thanks to you guys for coming. Without you guys, this would not have been awesome,
right.
and I really hope that you guys had a lot of fun.
Awesome.
You know, so yeah.
Woo!
Who knew?
I mean, really.
Who knew that? Yeah.
You don't suck!
Who knew that that Kansas City gamers were so awesome? Huh. Weird thing, huh?
We knew.
Yeah, you did know.
Right, we did know. Yeah.
You guys did know. Just putting our backup into place now. But, you know, when I don't know if any of you guys know the story behind the whole CantCon thing, is I couldn't go to Gen Con last year, so I decided to take a look at things and went, hey, there's no, you know, huge gaming convention, or not even, okay, not that this is a huge gaming convention. There isn't really a gaming convention around here during the summertime, so
I'm sad, because Kansas City's awesome.
Yeah, exactly, and I decided, in my insane ramblings, I was like, I'm just going to do one. So here we are today, here.
Yeah!
And I can speak for myself that, and I think Jeremy as well, that we've met some pretty awesome people this weekend.
Games?
So
awesome to play with all of you guys, guys, gals, everyone. It was sweet.
And I hope it doesn't come as a surprise to say that we fully plan to do this again next year.
Oh, yeah.
Most likely here at Johnson County Community College, as long as they want us back, and hopefully they will. I think the facility is great. So far this has been a big success, and I thank anyone that will take my thanks for coming to CanCon. So,
you're welcome.
There you go. Except for you, Eunice, and Eric, I don't care. Hey, if you throw things, it's on camera now.
Sweet.
Because we are currently broadcasting live to the interwebs. I know, to the interwebs. There's this. Yeah, it's CanCon Live. Exactly. Well, I got to throw something back now? Oh, okay.
We have all these trophies.
Nick, you want to remove Eric? You're our security officer.
CanCon 2010, Home of the Throne Trophy.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to talk to Scott about the T-shirt thing. Right, you know. But I hope everybody enjoyed themselves, and I know I'm saying that a hell heck of a lot, but it sort of is very surreal to look out at this right now and see this. Yes, you're surreal, Wes. That's right. That is why I insult gamers on the last day of the convention.
Right.
I thought this through. I did.
First day, it's torn into pieces.
Everyone should have gotten a CanCon evaluation form, and I beg you to please fill it out and put it in the box over there.
Or fill out two.
Really, except for Scott. Yeah. But I definitely want feedback. I want to make this a con that people want to go to and have fun at and make sense and all that. So, because I know there were obviously some problems. This was not a perfect show by any means, but mostly I just want people to enjoy themselves, have fun, and I want it to run smoothly. So.
And every year it'll get better.
Yep. Hypothetically, as we as highly organized gaming crew, should someone have stolen our evaluation form?
There are evaluation forms up on the freebie desk as well. So, plus there are more out on the table out in the hallway. So,
we never lose them.
No, of course not. Of course not. You guys are all.
Over there.
Oh, there's a question. Yes.
If we
want to email me, my email is ethan@gamershavenpodcast.com or ethan@cancon.com also. But I have business cards over on the table over there that you can just grab and, you can harass me online. Yes, Wes.
Thank you. I think the market increasing percentage of the use of crossbows at the con would be...
Okay. Did you put that on your evaluation form?
I'm illiterate.
Then you're screwed. So. Okay. Direct any crossbow inquiries to my brother, Eric, please. Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. So, key thing is, I definitely want your feedback. I want hit cancon.com, hit gamershavenpodcast.com, hit our forums. We do have a phone number. Which number? We have it's a voicemail line. If you desperately need to, call us. I always forget. It's 877-416-1270, and I pay
what's
a mighty 877-416-1270, and I of course pay a mighty $2 a month for that. So make use of it.
And there's always the forums.
There's the forums on gamershavenpodcast.com.
Yeah. Ethan valiantly.
Yes, I try to keep it going all the time.
It's a lot of typing.
It is a lot of typing, It's hard having all those different accounts and posing as other people.
And
Nathan don't help at all.
No.
Sorry.
You guys are worthless.
What? It's all good.
I know we're worthless, really, Anyway, that's really the key point I wanted to make is I want your feedback. If you guys have an idea for something next year or idea for something you think will run better, please, I am open to these suggestions. Dance off? Oh, okay.
Pants off, dance off.
Okay. Yep. Put it on your evaluation form, all right?
Yeah.
I'll be sure to ignore it entirely, all right? But guitar, and Nathan would probably go for the Guitar Hero thing as he is crazy about it. But I'm not. So,
We have room for the pants off dance off. It's located over there. It's called the men's room.
Yes, if. Yeah, yeah. The other location would be the Johnson County Community College Police headquarters somewhere here on campus. Or there is the police. There is a police academy out here too. So.
Border Control Institute.
Uh huh. And there are even next to the police academy is like a daycare center. So I mean, that would just be extra, right there. You know. So really.
We got a question.
Speaking of police academy, can we get Steve Gutenberg?
What else is he doing, really? So I'll have my people call his people.
Here's his email.
Yeah.
He might be that guy on the corner down on the plaza. You know, we'll act for food. Oh, what is it, Jay? Are you really Steve Gutenberg?
How many years do we have to wait to get Leonard Nimoy?
That definitely. I want to know if there are you know guests you want me to try to get, and obviously I have to entice them out here with nothing. So you know, I know Aaron Williams lives around here. He's the Nodwick guy. Hey, do you want to take over that? You know.
Hold something dear to me.
Hey, that's true. I am valiantly trying to get Jim Butcher to come out here and game. So you know, we'll see. I have to get past his agent, and that's the hard part. Yeah. If someone run interference.
He gets determined. He can get just about anything.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
We can even run some wrestling finals games if it comes down to it.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. But that would mean having to do something with the Fate system, and you know I'm not a big fan, so.
I don't mean either, but
maybe we could do Savage Worlds. We all love Savage Worlds.
Yes! Just convert to Savage Worlds.
Savage Dressing.
Now, and I'll tell you, when I was going through the planning on this, the guy who is Savage Worlds. He's the guy who created Deadlands, all that stuff at Pinnacle. He was interested in coming out here, but he just couldn't fit it into his schedule. So, and he's down in Arizona. So I might be able to entice him out here.
Well, next year, maybe.
Yeah, you know. Want to be established, you know.
You know, 10 wads of cash, hey, maybe alcohol.
Yes?
We think you're talking to yourself.
I'm talking to myself? I am talking to myself. We want to...
My husband can't reach the screen.
Oh. Sad.
Broken.
Okay, well, it's recording and it'll go on the site, so, you know.
Fine.
I'm not gonna sit here and wrestle with it, you know, so, all right.
Now you can edit out all the profanity.
There's profanity? Sweet. But I guess you guys probably don't want to hear me drone on and on. You want to get to these nifty trophies we have, don't we? Get on with it! All right. Well, Jeremy, hand me a trophy.
Anyone? And we can
anyone will do. Except for those three at the end. Because they're the miniatures.
That would not be anyone there.
Yeah, hand me anyone that's not those three.
Okay, fine.
Fine. You suck. Okay.
you hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I did hurt his feelings.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, he doesn't
give me a mic.
He doesn't count as a real person. Jeremy doesn't count as a real person.
That's right. I'm an Android.
All right.
Do you have an app?
There is an app for that. It's him.
Yes.
Best player for Savage Space 1889 Flight of the Jade Dragon was voted on and went to Jay Carter the Third. Dare say I Jay Carter the Third Esquire or some such. Here is your lovely. There you go.
Okay, I would just like to say
I am posing and I still want the Victorian cross.
We can arrange that.
Thank you.
All right.
Do we need some of that music for speeches?
We do. You know, next year I'm hoping I can have the whole screen set up and everything. It might work, you know. This just needs to be off and away from me. It doesn't like me at all. All right. Let's go to the next one. Come on. Come. You're bad.
You're going to get terrible hit with one of these.
You're going to get hit, yeah. Speaking of, you know, this is one of Jeremy's games. Best player for Savage Worlds, Bloody Mary's Revenge.
Which part?
Or not. How about the Run for Your Life Candyman winner?
Woo!
Which is Michael Gamel. I don't know if he's here right now.
Yes.
He is. Come up here, Michael. Yay! Come on. You were. He was the last cookie standing. This is the last cookie standing trophy.
Everybody else crumbled before my mic.
Exactly. Oh. Thank you so much.
That's a challenge for next year.
That is. Someone can come unseat him next year. You got a giant cookie, yeah, didn't you?
Yes.
Which, those giant cookies, by the way,
did you eat it already?
No, I John didn't Nelson know. And his wife. Right. Harry,
come on. Okay. There you go.
No, I think he grabbed his tupperware and left.
Sad.
Who left?
He decided he the cookie man left.
With his wife.
The cookie man left.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
So it's like the Cookie Monster left? Or?
Yes.
Awesome.
All right, now it's.
It wasn't right time at that point.
Wasn't right. Oh, okay. You wanted to segue into ease into this one.
We were easing that, into that many, it.
Did you want to give me part one or part two?
Oh yeah.
Fine.
No. We got to do it right. Okay. We got to do it right.
Fine.
So instead, we're gonna do breaks.
This is what I have to deal with.
I know.
On the show.
It's so irritating.
This is anyone who listens to the show. This is what I edit out. You know. This
He's
is what I have to deal
Hannah.
With.
We need a new one.
Oh, I look great. Never mind.
Jeremy, I don't want to know what you and Robin do.
Right. Show you rash, show you book.
All
Which
right.
one do you have? Hey, that one's silver.
Yes, this is the Brains Award for winner of the Great Brain Robbery of today, which was, well, me. So,
hey.
Yeah.
Even faster.
Hey. I did. In fact, I beat the crap out of them and took his brain and then ran and stepped on both the brakes. So,
yay!
So yes.
One game you play all weekend.
Two. I got into two games.
Did you win both?
Yes, I did. In fact, there was no stacking of that deck.
Okay,
I promise. Okay, I guess we are going to do this one. Savage Worlds, Bloody Mary's Revenge, Part 2. This time it's personal, I believe. This one went to our good friend, Mr.
But it was the Savaging.
The Savaging?
No.
The Savaging?
Was that the third one?
Bloody, and it went to everyone's favorite from CanCon 2009.
Scar!
Scar, Nick Seal.
Yeah,
I know. Come on up here. Come on.
Right,
come on,
Steve.
Nick.
Steve.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I'd like to thank the Academy for this award. I ate a lot of people and disemboweled a whole lot of people to get here, and I'd like to thank them. So that's all I have to say about that. Thank
I can't
you.
Help but notice you're not wearing your eye patch.
Yeah. Why are you not wearing
I would eye have, eye but the cord just came off. So
aww,
sorry.
Man.
I tried.
It's
I had it ready.
It's almost as if I paid like $3
yeah.
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Man.
$4?
I thought it was
blew it here. Ooh, bolts.
Hey.
No.
Give me the next one, Jeremy.
Okay, here you go.
Okay. See, now you find Bloody Mary's Revenge Part 1.
Well, then give me back.
Yeah. You've given it to me on
ooh,
hand
Trailer
now.
Park Wars. Let's do that one.
We'll do that one next. Best player for Savage Worlds Bloody Mary's Revenge Part 1 went to Joshua Meadows. I don't know if he's still here or not. We clap at him in absentia. All right. He's not here. Does anyone know Josh Meadows? No.
You know,
well then.
You can just drive it by his
it goes to me then. I didn't even play, and I'm keeping it.
There you go.
Right.
Who is his character?
I have no idea. He ran the game.
I don't remember anything. Scar. Scar.
Yes, we love Scar. All right.
Well, give it to Scar.
We have a double winner on this one for the BattleTech event, Lawyers, Guns, and Money,
hey,
the mistake. that go to David Blackwell and Andy Terrell. Now, we've got one gold trophy and one silver trophy. You guys can arm wrestle for it, if you wish.
Ooh, knife fight.
Come on.
Knife fight.
Come on. These guys pulled through a almost 4.5 hour battle tech session.
We actually won that.
It was brewed with headshots and ammo exploding.
Ooh, ammo exploding.
If you roll terribly often enough, it accidentally rolls well occasionally.
They have discovered that it is a circular chart. Yes.
And I still swear the other side started it.
Yeah, that's your story. And you know what? The winners write the history books,
absolutely,
too.
So.
That's correct.
All righty.
All right, man.
Thank you, guys.
Let's see. Which one do we like here? Let's do this one.
All right.
Now it's all out of order.
All right. I don't know if he's here right now, but this was the best player for Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, the Seven Shrines of Nevekkar. Am I pronouncing that right, John?
No.
All right. It went to Matthew Schmier, which I do not see out here. It's too bad.
It's going to be melted down, turned into gold coins.
Yeah. It's plastic, dude. It's not real gold.
You got plastic?
I did.
What happened to all the gold?
About that. I have a jet standing by to take me to Switzerland.
It's kind of cold in Switzerland.
Hookers and blow. It was all hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow. That seems fair.
Again? Okay. That's good to know. I'm terrified of Aerotech, we know. So anyone remembers of that one? All right. The best player for my Friday event for Feng Shui, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen 1988, went to Jack Burton himself, and oddly, that seemed like a popular choice. This is a game went to Andy Terrell. So come on, Jack, what's your words of wisdom for, what does Jack Burton say at a time like this?
Well, the important thing to remember when you have a crowd full of tired gaming geeks looking at you is to not talk too much or too loudly when you can't actually prove you can read the instruction manual on your shoes. So in this very type of situation, I find that it is best to use the accelerator rapidly and leave it in the dust.
Excellent advice. Excellent advice, I say. All right. Also, Nick, who ran about, relatively metric ton of every game here.
That's a lot.
Yes, that was a lot. Held an Ubongo tournament, or is it Ubongo?
Ubongo.
Ubongo. All right. And the winner of that event was Josh Hodges, who, again, I don't see in the crowd today. Sorry, Josh. This could have been yours.
He tied exactly with someone. Jim for Jim, all the way down, was one of the other finalists. So they had to have Ubongo.
Match?
Yeah.
Is that why he's not here?
Okay. He's recovering from his wounds.
It was a perfect match.
Maybe we should give it to the other guy.
No,
are you alive?
No.
Okay. So he is currently in hospital, recovering from his wounds. Yes, his Ubongo wounds. In a game I wish I could have had the time to play at the con. Miss Angela ran it. The Song of Ice and Fire Wedding Night event went to a familiar name, Andy Terrell, again. So, Andy, you're going to have a lot of stuff, you know?
Yes, apparently being a loudmouth worked in that one as well, though apparently I was supposed to be intelligent that time.
Kobolds ate my baby.
Apparently, kobolds did eat your baby. You had a baby?
When did you talk to Robin? Well, no, because kobold ate it.
It was fine.
Oh, sorry.
My baby ate my kobolds. Kobolds
ate my baby. Eaton's party, run by our own resident Scott Snare over there.
Yeah.
Wave to Scott. He's great. Scott is, of course, the man who put together these T-shirts for us. So I thank him for that.
Yeah.
And we'll get to his special award here after we're done with the trophies. But this went to Brian Fenton, our good friend Fenty. Come on up here, Brian. Come on. You need to thank all the little people that you blew up to get this.
Yeah, they were all babies, too.
There you go.
It's baby survival.
You're taking
rate
pride
very
in taking out babies. That's great, man.
And you gotta
know,
be good
it
at something.
It just improves it's so good for the gamer image, I think. You know?
You can't make an omelet without killing some people.
Or babies.
Or babies.
They're
we'll
kind,
let,
they're
we'll let it go with
their little
yeah.
people.
Beware the spontaneous combusting baby. We should probably give out this one because he's trying to commit suicide.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I tried that. It didn't work.
All right.
Do you have any gum?
Oops. All right. My brother took it upon himself to run Dragon Age. Not only did he run it, he ran it twice. But the guy who won it on the actual, you know, the real event on Saturday was Justin Bailey.
And it does not have pie.
There's no pie?
No pie. Don't touch that
puppy. First off, everybody's better than me, and now there's no pie.
Well, now you have a trophy that's better than everybody else.
There could have been pie in it at one time.
No, it doesn't taste like pie.
It might be toxic. I wouldn't do that.
It was probably made in China. It's probably toast-based.
It's
filled
with
egg.
All right. Now, Nathan, of course, isn't here right now. We've been over that. But he ran one of his Call of Cthulhu events, and Nathan's really good at running those. He ran Death in Luxor, and Mr. John McCauley was voted best. I believe you sacrificed yourself for the benefit.
I did. I did indeed leap into the maw of the mighty tentacled beast, and I died.
An appropriate ending. An appropriate ending to any Call of Cthulhu game.
Tracy pushed it. Hey, look, it's another one.
It is. We had another. I ran Feng Shui League Restoring Development in 1988 twice, and Mr. Nathan there, Nathan Pankey here, he won toward Jack Burton as well. A popular character, I mean, Jack Burton.
Ha!
Yeah!
There you go. That's the only line that matters.
That is. Because it's all in the reflexes. All right. Now. Andre ran a couple Warhammer events, and Ron Joyce won the event today. Ron is not here. I know how to get in touch with Ron, so that'll be fine. It's cool. All right.
I didn't think that one happened.
It did happen.
Oh, sweet.
Yes. All right. We had. Let's see, Sabbath Worlds, The Heart of All Saints was run, I believe it was yesterday, and also went to Justin Bailey. For best player. This one's actually attached.
That one's actually stable?
Yes.
There's still no pie in it, though.
There's still no pie in it?
No.
Maybe next year.
Jeremy ate all the pie.
I'm sorry.
You taunt me with pie.
I taunt you with pie.
No, really.
Why do you taunt me with pie?
Since he's not here, Nathan ate all the pie.
Yes.
Right.
It's his fault.
It is his fault.
Yeah.
We tried to stop him, but he overpowered us.
Yeah, he jumped into the fade.
We didn't make the partridge pie.
Fade is a dream. Almost a nightmare. There's a pie in the fade.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You do realize that Wilson made that first trophy just for you, right?
And so there's no pie. How about a little more?
Another event that John Hirschberger from Blackblade ran for us. You ran a ton of stuff too, man. I mean, points to you, and you've come up from Wichita. Thank you again. You ran AD&D, the Lost Temple Redo Redux, and that went to James Journey, a good friend of ours. So come on up, James. All right. You get your very own genuine. Imitation plastic gold trophy.
Right.
Why not the gold?
Hookers and blow.
Oh, dang it. Oh, well, I got some treasure from the party members, I suppose.
Traitor!
We could have told you not to game with this guy.
It happens.
No. Welcome to AD&D, right?
Okay.
Ooh.
It's a double wide.
It is a double wide. The winner. Double wide winner for Trailer Park Wars.
Trailer Park Wars!
Yes. Now, I know.
That was such a fun game, though.
I don't have this one written down.
Well, that means we all won. So, you know.
There we go. Do you remember who won that one?
Who won it?
Oh.
Nick, come on.
Hold on. This was 3 days ago, so we'll let him stew
come on
that.
I was trying to think, but nothing happened.
Just make up a name.
If you're not here and you want to,
you could have.
Yes, exactly.
I'll accept it on behalf of them all.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I'll remember here like dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yay!
I was born without hair or teeth.
Oh, so the cop took him off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The elbows.
Oh, he had elbows?
Yeah.
Dang it. I knew there was a problem.
I think it was.
I bet he didn't have
elbows. All right.
Good point.
Oddly, Jeremy hands me another trophy that he's going to get. Is for
really?
Best player for Savage Suzerain, Dr. Ballard, I presume.
Probably did
run
that
by
on
our
purpose.
Run by
there
our good friend Tracy.
Stinking, it was a raptor.
Tracy.
He was a great GM.
Who drove in from
awesome
Mount
players.
Gilead, Ohio. Mount Gilead, Ohio. I'm pronouncing that right, Mount Gilead? Okay. Which is about 700 miles away,
at
roughly.
At least. 12 hours, yeah.
Yeah?
7,000 miles way up north,
yes.
Somewhere near Canada.
He traveled through interdimensional space-time to get here. Wormholes.
But we had great, fun game. Great players, all of you.
Give me another one, man.
No.
Thank you, Tracy.
You can't keep them all, Jeremy.
They are mine. Give them away.
Yours to give away?
To give away.
Best player in AD&D, Castle of the Mad Archmage. The first event that was run was Jay Carter. Again. You're getting a little misty-eyed, I can see. You're tired.
I just want to say, everybody out there in Scotland, I love you!
You like him. You really, really like him. All right. The other Warhammer event that ran on Friday went to, I believe, Nick Masuk, who is not here right now, I don't think. I don't see him, so. Sorry.
Well, let's just give it to the other Nick we have.
Give it to the other Nick.
Give it to the other Nick. Nick, you don't play Warhammer.
You don't play Warhammer?
Come on.
Come accept it.
He hasn't gotten enough at this con, has he?
No.
Yeah, Nick.
Thank you.
I think I played with the
other
Nick, though, so I think I know who it is.
Ooh, this one's cool looking.
Yes, it is.
It's about the same as all the other ones, but this one says Talisman.
I know.
Which, he's a
talisman.
Bastard at Talisman. Oh my god!
What?
Sneaky son of a bitch.
Hey, just because I made it to Crown of Command without a Talisman.
Oh, I can teleport
in. I'm a jackass that way. All right. The wearer of the crown, besides myself and Nathan, the king of bitching, was Kevin Wisniewski. Yeah. There you go, Kevin. Nothing to say?
No.
Nothing for your adoring public? you're just pulling out.
Them all.
I know. Well, you're just pulling an outfit of Hitchcock and going, thank you.
Yeah.
And besides, I wouldn't call us adoring.
Quiet, you. And have you removed.
Wait, didn't we have him removed already?
Yeah, he keeps getting back in.
Nick!
All right. Seventh C, a good friend of ours, Rob Edwards, who has gone home for the day, ran Memento Mori last year, ran it again this year.
We know where he lives.
We do know where he lives. But he ran 7th C Memento Mori, and Kevin Elmore got the award for number one. But, this is not Kevin Elmore, obviously, or else he's killed Andy and taken his skin.
I will get it to him tomorrow.
Yay!
Excellent.
Yay!
What's
next? Where's my pie?
All right. The second Castle of the Mad Archmage event, the winner for that one was also That's Matthew Schmier. So that one goes over here for him.
Yay! It's an invasion.
It is an invasion. We had Warhammer Invasion, the card game, which I don't know. Was it good, Andy? You won. You get the trophy again.
Wow.
I guess so.
It was fun. Obviously, none of us actually knew the rules, so
you made them up.
Yep.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, sort of.
That's but, why he
won. We just went out. We did a round robin, and some of the I accidentally took the simplest deck, being the orcs. So
fools.
Simplicity works better. Yeah. So.
So did you just punch the guy in the face at the end, say I win?
No, no. Pretty much, they were all bigger than me for the most part.
Oh, okay.
I did not do that.
So you just stacked the ballast on
the
end.
Well, yeah, that too.
Okay, cool. Oh, you paid off
chainsaws.
I like chainsaws.
I do too, but they don't let them in the campus.
They don't. The other 7th C game that was run was 7th C Quelling the Storm. I believe that was run by Ryan Green, who sadly he won a ton of trophies, but he had to go early today, so I gave him those already. So a little applause for him in absentia. He ended up having about 8 trophies, so
whoa,
I mean, he was loaded down. But this was the first one going to Miss Bethany Milanex. That's all you have to say?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a memorable one, I guess,
I will come over there.
You've created a monster.
You have. Is Andy House back in the house? I didn't think so. He won the Warhammer 40K game on Monday. So.
Okay, some of these are still
Monday?
Trying to commit suicide.
Monday?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. He won it. Yeah, Monday.
He
won it in the future.
10,000 years ago in the future.
10,000 years ago in the future. And then it went down.
Yes. The survivor of the Last Night on Earth game that was run was, of course, David Cole, who I believe was playing the zombies. But he's, I don't think, here today either. Yeah, so the zombies won. Again, that game, it all came down to the end.
And the zombies.
Ooh, more Call of Cthulhu action. We love the tentacle monsters. But we don't like naughty tentacles. But the winner of the best player for Call of Cthulhu, The Shadows of Time, was our very own prize mistress, Rebecca Tolbert.
Beach.
And the fact that she's married to the to Game Master had nothing to do with it. I'd like to make that point.
You're trying to trick me.
Speech.
I heard just less than an hour ago, that somebody in the game had nightmares.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Last night?
No, I refused to sleep with the lights off. And that is
how
you know you have a really good Cthulhu game and GM when you can cause someone nightmares. And it was a really fun game. And if you guys haven't played Cthulhu, you need to try it.
It will give you nightmares.
It will give you nightmares.
Oh, getting on the last few here. Our resident Road Warrior over there. Tracy also ran a game of Savage Worlds under using Fallout, under the Fallout game. And the best player for Savage Fallout Journey to Bridgeport was John McCauley. Come on, John.
Not the spiders!
Pretty much all
of it. Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, you're taking my job. What do you do? Hey. Get that back.
Fine, I'll give it back. No, give it back to me. I'm just taking it because he's not here.
Oh.
Ha. Take that away from you. Best player for Pathfinder, the I want to say the tome. It's
the tome?
The tome of horrors.
The tome of horrors. Okay.
Okay, that's the Cthulhu Pathfinder. All right.
The winner for that one, Tome of Horrors, was Jeremy Putnam.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. He's not here. Let's just get rid of it.
Doors are useful for triggering traps. Just going to point that out to everyone. Ooh, it's pretty.
The other Pathfinder game that Tracy ran, Sugar Rush, one of the ones that you ran. The best player for Pathfinder Sugar Rush was Stefan Funcy.
I think that's how you pronounce his name. Stefan? He is not here. Accepting on his behalf.
He's not here, but he has game mates.
Okay. Accepting on his behalf is, of course, David Blackwell.
I will see that Stefan gets this.
Sure. Sure you will. I trust that. I trust that, that evil man.
I don't know. It would look awfully nice next to mine, but...
It would. It would.
Yeah.
All right, now we have some special awards I want to give out to
special,
some people.
Like, little yellow school bus.
Yes, like little yellow school bus special. Two people that helped out. Yes, Wes. Okay. Sure, come on up.
Oh.
Looks like we have an honorable mention for the HeroQuest game.
HeroQuest. Such an awesome game.
It is. They need to reprint it.
Yes, they do.
Well, as most of you know, I ran HeroQuest from about 09 today, and I think if one player stood out amongst the others, it was the guy in the red shirt. I don't know his name.
Andre.
He chose to portray for three quests a dwarf with extremely low-functioning autism. And not only did he convince the dice of this, but the other players as well.
Come on up, Andre. We have some. Turn my mic off.
You have to turn the mic on.
Oh, bah, technology. We have some spare trophies we can give him just as winner, because he is a winner.
I'm a spare trophy.
You are a spare trophy.
I'm spare.
We are. Speaking of which, I can really quick give out some. We had extra trophies we want to give out here to the impromptu Call of Cthulhu game that ran earlier today. John McCauley, you won for that one too. For I believe that was.
I didn't die in this one.
Like
I merely broke an arm, but.
Oh, okay. You didn't die for that one.
I mean, you have two, so.
And to the winners of the second Thunder Hamsters game that went on, Arthur St. Ong and Emily Sellers. Now. Yes, you also get, Emily, you get this trophy for the coolest hat.
Sweet!
That's right, so come on up.
Sweet.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. They graded the temple of cheese. All right, now on to the special awards. Let's go with the Road Warrior first. Mr. Tracy. Rolling 20s on the forum, she drove 700 miles to be here, you know, 12 hours in rain, sleep, snow, driving.
Dark of night.
Zombie vampire.
There was a zombie apocalypse.
Don't forget the Sasquatch!
There was
of course, gets the coveted Road Warrior Award. And
true.
Because he made it all the time. I want to say, you drove up here, man, for 700 miles to come to this thing. Was it worth it?
It was very, very much worth it. And rest assured, I will be back next year.
Thank you for braving the roads of Missouri for us. You know.
Hey, I apologize about this fault.
Oh, man. That was your fault? All right.
95% of 45 is construction.
Now, this is a double award given out to people responsible for our great, I thought it was great anyway, the refreshments that were available throughout the goes to the Food Czar and the Food Czarina. You can try to guess which one's which. Michael Garner and Bethany Mellon. She's the Czarina and she's the Czarina. Here we go. And of course, you guys get appropriate hats.
Oh my goodness, I'm gonna wear this all next con.
Nice. Excellent. Love it.
Mamma mia!
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, I can really pick some hot dogs.
Yeah, you can.
Oh yeah.
I dare you wear that.
I already gave him his eye patch, but I do have a trophy for the schmoozer. I guess. Nick is responsible for getting us over $3,500 worth of prizes. Now,
sorry, I wasn't so many.
That's okay.
I did pay for a lot of those tickets, just FYI. So,
now,
but only some of them.
Scott, you're gonna have to reach a brief stopping point there. Scott was kind enough. He got himself a screen printing thing,
which is a
mechanical device to make us these nice shirts.
Is it steam powered?
It better be. Scott, you know. But he gets the trophy for the Supreme T-shirt maker. Come on up. You did a lot of work, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, man.
I have a present for you. Now, I couldn't have you print your own shirt up, so I had to have it done. But it is I went to CantCon, and all I got was this stupid shirt.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks again, Scott. All right, the last award I have to give, the special award, of course, goes to our prize mistress, Rebecca. Now, you're wonderful. She was, of course, the one who organized giving away all the prizes and the raffles and everything.
And you had to hear my voice.
But you get the best prize of all, a giant inflatable flamingo. Nathan's full of hot air. He can do it.
That's
awesome. Thank you.
And that is... That's all I got, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming to camp. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Ethan!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to see you all here next year, or I'm going to talk to your mothers. Thanks, everybody.
One, two, three.
America! Yeah!
That's my favorite. That's when I wrote the jumble down the bridge. And it's why we make
sure. Okay. I do have a priest. Get smart, priest.
Oh, boy. I was like, keep forgetting to give us extras.
It's the please.
And as you all know, you guys can stay till 10 o'clock and still play some games. Please do so.
If it's something missing, it's not my fault. It's all there. Thank you.
And now, the bonus round.
Okay, it's a podcast, but it's all about gaming,
yeah.
You know, all kinds of stuff. Card games, video games, board games, miniatures, RPGs. Mm. Oh, and actual play recordings.
Right.
Recordings of games like Deadlands, Mutants and Masterminds, Call of Cthulhu, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I know this.
Hit me.
Gamer's Haven.
Woo! Congratulations! You've won a lifetime supply of gaming sustenance from the Gamer's Haven. From reviews to interviews to actual play, the gamer in you will never go without GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.